Please open your Bibles tonight to the book of John, chapter 3.
John chapter
1. 3. And we'll begin in verse 1. And the word of God says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him." So here Nicodemus is coming to Jesus, and it says, at night. Now no one knows why Nicodemus didn't come to him by day, although people have said things like maybe he didn't want the other Pharisees to know, or Jesus might have been busy in the day preaching and doing miracles. In verse 2, he calls Jesus Rabbi, which means teacher. And he says, thou art a teacher sent from God. Now, he didn't say Jesus was the Son of God. He said that he was sent from God. Like all the other prophets were sent from God. Moses, Elijah, Paul, and other prophets. And it says, for no man can do these miracles. And that's referring to, of course, through other men, God did miracles, like Paul, Moses, and Elijah. And so he's referring to Jesus as mainly a prophet. He didn't say Jesus was the Son of God, he said Jesus was a prophet. So Nicodemus doesn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God yet. And then from here, Jesus goes on explaining about how he can accept the Lord. And Nicodemus is, and he questions Jesus a few times, and Jesus always answers him back. And tonight we're focusing on love. Now, what pops in your mind when you hear the word love? Is it a big heart, a heart in someone's body, those romantic movies, some family, friends, people laying down their lives for others, friends. And I'd like you to turn to First John chapter 4. Let me get there. So, 1 John chapter 4. And this pretty much talks about love and things. Let's look at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. I'll start that over. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So it starts out saying, beloved, that's like getting the reader's attention. It didn't just start out saying it. It said, beloved, that's getting their attention in case they're falling asleep while reading or something. And it says, let us love one another. And that's meaning love everyone around us. Love people we just met. Love people we've known for a long time. Love our enemies. Pray for them. And it says, for love is of God. Who? God. Love is not of Noah. Love is not of Grandpa. It's of God. And it says, for everyone that loveth is born of God. So if you love, you're born of God and knoweth God. So if you're walking in His Word, reading the Bible, and then you're over, and then whenever you have a break from that, you're like, and then someone may upset you, and then all your other breaks, you're going, just mumbling about Him, then you're getting away from God. It might be every day that you're holding a grudge against Him, and you might even hold a grudge against Him for 25 years. There's been people I know that have been mad at me for a long time. Well, no, not 25 years, but like, not a long time, maybe like a week, a month, something like that. And then I'm over here preaching, okay, just forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. But they don't really listen. Okay. So it says, he that loveth knoweth not God, for God is of love. So in your daily studies, it says, he that loveth knoweth, or it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is of love. So you could be pastoring a church of, let's go up to 5,000 people. But if you loveth not, then you knoweth not God. So, I mean, you could live your life not loving people and getting out to them and comforting them and just getting hard on them and trying to insult them and things like that. But you also could be pastoring a church. But if you loveth not, then you knoweth not God. And if you loveth not, it'll bug you, and then you'll get a burden to forgive him. Just not hold their sin against them. I mean, you could play the game, it never happened. I mean, every time someone brings it up, you go, what? What? That never happened, what? And then, or you could just forgive them. And it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So if you don't love God, then you're not with Him, because He's love. So if there's people that you don't love, then pretty much the love's coming out of you. And then God can't have a relationship with you because He's love, but there's no love in you. So then you'll get farther and farther and farther and farther and farther until you're until God's way, way, way in outer space and you're in the middle of Earth. Well, that's just an exaggeration. So it says, for God is love. Now, how many times have you been forgiven? Anyone can answer. Okay, tell us that one time. Have you been forgiven at any other times? Well, I'm referring to like any time by anybody or by God or just any time someone's forgiven you.
Oh, many times.
So like if there's a coworker at your work, and then you're like holding a grudge against them, and then maybe they're doing their job, and then you might switch a few buttons and make it look like it was them or something else, just like trying to make them look bad. then that's just another example of like trying to hurt them and trying to get to them and trying to just really make them mad for your glory. That's happened to a few people here. It's happened to me. Well, I'm not saying that like it happens to you every day, but there's just times when like people really get at us or we get at them, and it just doesn't make you feel good, and it doesn't make them feel good, and then all your life you're just battling, unless you forgive them or they forgive you. And that's pretty much all I have. Did I go too short?
You got more you want to share with us?
No, I'm just wondering if I went too short.
No, you're fine. Oh. Yeah, you turn it on.